PWDA News, August Issue 2, 2019. A message from the President. On the announcement of the NDIS review, we know that many problems with the NDIS are already well understood. We know that the government needs to remove the staffing cap, improve the training of NDIA planners, and shift focus from medical diagnosis to functional assessments. We've been calling for specific improvements to the NDIS for some time, as well as amplifying the voices of our members who have experience with the NDIS. Like the people we interviewed for our NDIS Stories series, video series, which you can find on our website. We understand the need to go through internal processes, but we think that it is time for action, not for more reports. People with disability know what needs to be fixed to get the NDIS working for us. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. We welcome Stuart Roberts' announcement of a review of the National Disability Insurance Scheme legislation and rules leading to the development of the NDIS Participant Service Guarantee. However, we have concerns about the focus and implementation of the review. Any review of the NDIS rules must centre people with disability and what we want and need. People with disability need the NDIS to be easier to access, easier to deal with, and more focused on us. Read our full response on our website. We were also pleased to see the success of a New South Wales Parliament motion calling on the Government of New South Wales to ensure that secure, long-term funding for independent disability advocacy, information and peak representative organisations is provided as soon as possible. Our NDIS appeals team has been in the Torres Strait recently, delivering our information sessions about NDIS appeals to people with disability. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. Representatives from DPO Australia's member organisations, including PWDA, will be part of a delegation to the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We will talk about our perspective on the issues that are part of the Committee's review of Australia's disability rights progress on September 12th and 13th. We have published additional fact sheets focusing on specific topics from the CRPD Shadow Report, such as inclusive education, reproductive rights, and employment. You can download them from our website to find out more about what we're going to talk to the UN about in September. Have your say. Sydney Trains is surveying deaf and hard of hearing people to understand your preferences and requirements to help ensure your journey is hassle-free. You can participate in the survey online. All information captured is anonymous and will not be linked to you as an individual. You can also watch an Auslan video about the survey from the Deaf Society. The Australian Parliament is holding two inquiries about issues to do with our income support system, including Newstart and the Centrelink program known as RoboDebt. We will be putting together a submission and we'd like to hear your stories about living on Newstart and about having a Centrelink debt. Find out how you can tell us your story on our website. The Department of Developmental Disability Neuropsychiatry, 3DN, at UNSW Sydney, wants to learn more about the availability and accessibility of health-related information for people with an intellectual disability. They are currently running a project which asks people about the accessibility of health-related information for people with an intellectual disability, what accessible information is needed, and what makes information accessible to people with an intellectual disability. We can provide an easy-read flyer about the project. Feel free to share it with friends. The Centre for Inclusive Design is also working on a research project. They need to test a new website to make sure it is easy to use and understand. They are looking for people with mobility impairments, specifically upper limb. Centre for Inclusive Design will pay people $50 for 1 hour of testing. An easy-read flyer with more information is also available. Opportunities. PWDA is looking for a new individual advocate to be based at our Bowral office. An advocate provides advocacy support to individuals or groups of individuals with disability and their associates in order to promote and protect their human, legal and service user rights in accordance with the National Standards for Disability Services. Find out more on our website. Community announcements. Nominations are now open for the inaugural National Arts and Disability Awards and will close on Tuesday, 1st of October 2019. These new awards mark the beginning of a 3-year initiative. They are designed to celebrate and recognise the achievements of emerging and established artists with disability. The awards are open to all areas of practice. The Parliament of Victoria is undertaking a new project to produce parliamentary resources in Auslan. In the next week, there will be two Melbourne workshops for members of the deaf community to participate in the creation of these resources. Fearless Films is searching for five fearless Australians living with disability to connect with five regional filmmakers so that their stories can be shared across our screens. They are looking for people with disability who want their stories told or who are determined to pursue a personal challenge. You will become the story of the film. Filmmakers with disability will be strongly encouraged to apply for this project. Story applications are now open to all those who are under 65 years old and living with a disability in New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, or the ACT. The deadline is midnight, 18th September 2019. YGender is running a Melbourne workshop for people with disability and anyone who works with us about queer and trans rights and how to create an inclusive and welcoming space for queer and trans people. It will have two queer disabled presenters who are also running a workshop for the LGBTIQ community about disability rights and how to create an accessible and welcoming space for people with disability. The Centre for Accessibility is hosting Australia's first awards dedicated to the recognition of accessible websites and apps. Nominations close midnight Friday, 30th of August 2019, and nomination is free, so if you know of a website or app that does a good job in making its content accessible, click here to nominate them. Latest disability news. From The Guardian, Disability Royal Commissioner withdraws from Men's Brekkie event with Mark Latham. From SBS, calm spaces at this Adelaide school are improving the lives of students with autism. From AAP via The West Australian, public officials raise aged care concerns. Sign up for the PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of PWDA News for August. You can find us online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter as at @PWDAustralia, on Facebook as PWD.Australia, and on Instagram as PWD Australia. Thanks for listening.